You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hour number two kicking off. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Don't forget to tune in this Sunday to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, for Inside the Cleveland Browns, hosted by Sarah Carnes and Dustin Fox at 11, followed by an all-new Dog Pound Report at 11:30, hosted by myself and Andy Baskin. Of course, Matt Wilhelm will be there breaking down the linebacker positions. Now we are going to bring in Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Mary Kay, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. How you doing?
Doing very well. Mary Kay, your impressions of this team so far this offseason, where are they compared to a year ago in your mind?
Well, you know, first of all, I would have to say depth is the first thing that comes to my mind. When I look at the defense last year, when they got hit with some injuries, they were kind of down to bare bones. When I look at this year, I look across that defensive line, I see depth there. I see it in the secondary, at linebacker. So I think that they can withstand some injuries. So that's number one. And then, you know, I just think in general, obviously the run defense is going to be better. And I think there's certain areas of the team that I think are going to be very, very good when you compare them to other spots in the NFL, such as the offensive line and the secondary.
Mary Kay, what do you think is the most intriguing storyline for the Cleveland Browns entering into training camp at the end of July?
Well, you always have to look at the quarterback situation, and I think that has to be it. I think you look at Josh McCown. We all head into this with question marks, wondering which Josh McCown are the Cleveland Browns going to see? One and ten last year. To throw the ball to when he was in Chicago. And, you know, he doesn't have those elite-type receivers now. So I think that's the biggest question mark is, can Josh McCown, you know, hold it together and take this team to the next level, and who is he going to throw the ball to?
What have been your impressions of Josh McCown thus far?
Well, I would have to say that just from a physical standpoint, I've been impressed with what I've seen so far from arm strength, from the skin on the ball. The footwork looks good. The mobility looks good when he pulls it down and runs it. I've been very impressed with that. He doesn't look to me like he's going to be 36 soon. To me, he looks like a much younger quarterback from a skill set standpoint. And the size is very impressive. I think, you know, he's just a big guy. And when you compare him to a Johnny Manziel or even a Brian Hoyer, you know, there's some size at that position now.
Mary Kay, you talked about the position battle there at the quarterback, but there's going to be plenty other position battles. Defensive line, how deep we are at defensive line, who's going to make it, who's not. You look at the outside linebacker position, Barkevious Mingo in his third year. Is he going to be able to be the guy that they expect him to be, wide receiver, deep wide receiver? And again, at cornerback for this team, which to you stands out, and how do you think that position group that you're going to reference is going to ultimately play out?
You know what? I'm in an area where I lost you there a little bit. I hope you guys can still hear me.
We got you.
Can you hear?
No, I just said, which position battle do you think is going to be the most intriguing? D-line, wide receiver, or the cornerback room?
Oh, boy. You know what? I would have to say that out of those three, I would say receiver and D-line are the ones that come to my mind first because, you know, you just don't know. I mean, it's wide open. At the receiver position, you know, you've got to get Brian Hartline and Dwayne Bowe and Vince Neely and those guys, and now, of course, Terrell Pryor and Shane Wynn and some other guys out there and see who can really step up into those spots and take over those skill positions. And they really need some guys to be able to get in the end zone and catch some touchdown passes. So that's one that I'm very intrigued by. And then, again, like you said, when you look at that defensive line, you know, you've got guys coming back off of injuries. You've got Phil Taylor, who hopes to be ready to go pretty soon. You've got John Hughes, for the all intents and purposes, coming off of an injury. You're moving Danny Shelton in there. You've got Xavier Cooper to contend with now. So there are a lot of really good pieces and parts to put onto that defensive line. I think for the most part, you're probably going to see a lot of rotation. You're going to be able to keep your big guys fresh and ready to go into the fourth quarter.
And that's going to be important. You need that kind of freshness for this defense. They want to have that rotation coming in waves at you, and they have the depth to do it, provided they stay healthy. This secondary seems to be also incredibly deep now. What do you think of Tremont Williams so far, Justin Gilbert, Pierre Desir, their development? How about that secondary?
Well, you know what? They are only building on such a tremendous performance from last year, and I see better things ahead for this secondary, which, of course, is so important in this day and age with the emphasis on the passing game. So you know you're going to be good with Joe Hayden. Tremont, I think, is a big addition to this team. I think he's going to do a very nice job. And then to have, you know, the safeties, you know that Tayshaun, as long as he's healthy, those six interceptions that he had last year in only 11 games, I think he can get more than that. Now, the big X factors, of course, the number one thing is Justin Gilbert. Can he live up to everything that everybody's saying that he is this offseason, that he has gotten it together off the field, and is he going to be able to match that with his physical ability? Because when you guys see him, you know, you look at him, you know, just even in practice or even standing around, and it's like, wow. Now, can he put it all together and become the number eight pick that he was?
Mary Kay, you referenced two of the rookies from this class that you could play big roles. Vince Maley, Danny Shelton, there's Xavier Cooper, Nate Orchard as well, and Duke Johnson. Which rookie do you think makes the biggest impact on this season as a whole, and why?
Wow, that's a great, great question. And I don't really know the answer to it yet. Of course, none of us do. But I would have to think that when I look out there, I see Duke Johnson doing some really, really nice things in the passing game and in the running game. And, of course, when you're talking about a running back and they're getting to handle the ball a lot, their contributions sometimes are more evident than when you're talking about perhaps a nose tackle who's taking on a couple of blockers and opening things up for your outside pass rushers. So it might be more evident in the early going that Duke Johnson is making the impact, not only on offense, but also on special teams from a kick return standpoint. But I also expect to see a lot of good things from Danny Shelton.
When you look at the addition of Andy Lee, it's hard to get excited about a punter, but after seeing him kick the ball, it is unlike anything I've ever seen. What were your impressions of Andy Lee and how he fits into what the Browns are going to try to do?
Well, you know what? You know, that is the first thing that you notice. He just booms it. I mean, that's going to make a big difference. It's an upgrade at that spot. And everyone, of course, really liked Spencer Lanning. He was a favorite amongst the media. He's a favorite in the locker room and those kind of things. But just from a leg strength standpoint, you can see the difference there. And you're talking about a three-time Pro Bowler. So I definitely think that will help them.
This team going into training camp obviously seems to have solved some of its problems from a year ago. Where are the biggest question marks still for you? Let's take quarterback out of it, because we know that is obviously something they've got to get figured out.
Well, tight end is something that comes to mind. I mean, you know, when you lose a Jordan Cameron, you really have to hope that you can get that kind of production out of someone. So I do believe that is still a question mark. Can Rob Housler step up and fill in some of the blanks there? Can Gary Barnage do the same? I think he'll probably be used more in the passing game. But that's a position that I look at, and I think, you know, I know they want to utilize the tight end position a lot, and, you know, not just from a blocking standpoint, but also from a pass-catching standpoint. So, you know, I have to wonder about that one a little bit. And then, again, I still do look at the receiver position. And I see a group there that's eclectic. You've got all different shapes and sizes. You've got different speeds and all those kinds of things. But what we don't know yet is, do you have someone that can catch touchdown passes? They only had 12 touchdown passes last year. This team has to score some points. They've got to have somebody that can get open and catch the ball in the red zone, in the end zone. And I think that's still a question mark.
Mary Kay, thank you so much for your time here today. Appreciate that. Actually, before you go, what do you think of the Terrell Pryor signing?
You know what? Hey, it's a no-lose situation.
I agree.
Bring him in. You know what? Bring him in. Try it out. It's kind of exciting. And, you know, even if receiver doesn't work, you know, why not maybe try tight end or something like that? With that type of athleticism, you might be able to find something for him to do. I do think it's going to be difficult to make the transition from quarterback to receiver in such a short time span, but why not give it a shot?
Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Mary Kay Cabot. Thanks so much. Enjoy the break before everything gets a little bit crazy here with training camp.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, guys.
You got it. That'll do it for now. When we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll talk a little Jort report. Not a whole lot in this week's Jort report. A few items have come to my attention. We'll talk about that. We'll go around the league after further review. We'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850 and more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.